Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebony.
I am Corey.
I'm April, who just comes by every now and again.
And we have two guests. We have world-renowned chef, Miss Felicia Darby.
Ooh.
Yay.
Hello. Hello to everybody. Hello.
Hi, I love food. A chef.
Yes.
Yummy.
Yes.
Y'all know what? This is such a coincidence because we also have a world renowned chef, Chef Mashari Taylor.
What?
Yes. Okay.
Come on,
right.
Chef Knight.
Okay.
Chef Knight.
Yes.
All right. So, what's everybody drinking?
I'm drinking water.
Who said water?
Me. I'm drinking water.
Alicia.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of these other heifers. Okay.
Don't wow.
All right.
Me and my cowboys. Because how about some cowboys?
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
on Ciroc tonight.
Yeah.
And Alicia is a Cowboys fan.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
That's right.
And I mess with Ciroc too. I drink Ciroc.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. What you drinking? What you drinking, Ebony? To my fucks with food.
and she do. I'm drinking some Moscato. Nothing. Red. I don't know what Moscato. It is. Just Moscato red.
I am drinking some wine, a white wine. It is a Sauvignon Bordeaux.
Is it warm or cold?
Right?
It's cold. It's actually cold today. It's refrigerated.
You know that's going to be my going thing now.
Well, because this is my favorite. This one, it tastes better chilled. So that's why it's chilled. But normally, you know me, I'm right out the bottle.
You were here, but you probably tuned out.
Probably.
I forgot. Right. I'm right there with you, Corey.
All right, what you drinking, Corey?
Oh, you know, I have my peach margarita.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what are you drinking, Miss Chef?
Well, look, we have to be specific tonight. Me or?
Oh, yeah, you should. Sure what you said. You know what? I'm speaking about you. Sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. I have a Remy sidecar.
Okay, Remy sidecar.
So tonight we are doing lesbian with heterosexual women. So
right.
Also, let me just point out of all of us, it took the very last moment of finding a heterosexual woman that has not had any type of sexual interactions with
another woman.
Because none of us qualified.
So. It was hard. This was the hardest thing ever. People, we were calling people that we just knew were straight. And they were like, oh, we had incidents. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not know that.
I love it.
The world is just everybody out here testing the waters. I mean,
it's beautiful.
I'm not mad at it.
And it took the gayest motherfucker on the cast to find
one straight.
What?
Thank you. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you have any questions? Do you have a question for Felicia? Something that you've always wanted to ask a lesbian?
I won't say always, because I have lesbian friends, so I'm able to communicate and talk with them. I'm like her, like she said, it doesn't offend me at a bar if I turn out, because I immediately thought you was a guy, I found out you a girl. We still gonna kick it regardless, because, I mean, we are female. But one thing I will say, that I often find like confusing and funny is when they have like five kids, right? And now all of a sudden they turn stud. It's like, at what point before the children, like, what turned you just like totally away? Is it something, or have you always felt that way? Was it before the kids, after the kids? Like, at what point? And then so why continue down that way?
I don't have any children, but I do know friends. I don't consider myself a stud. It's a term that just
right.
Yeah, it just don't have, to me, it doesn't have a meaning to it. I left that term back in, you know, the late 90s, you know what I'm saying, when I got out of high school in the early 2000s. But I do have friends who consider themselves studs, and they do. I have a friend right now that I serve with in the military, whole stud, and she got a baby. The only thing I'll say about that is, just because you have women who have a presentation like me, don't mean that they don't want to be mothers. That doesn't mean that. It's just a different, it doesn't mean that they don't want to be mothers. They're like, we still women. Some women want to be mothers. I personally didn't want to choose that because my sister got pregnant when she was younger, and I was around for that experience, and it traumatized the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just traumatized me. And plus, I like being able to take the kids, they have a good time, and then give them back. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's just me. But she wanted to be a mother. And so there's a lot of people who talk down to her, like make her feel bad. Like, I mean, what you gonna be? You gonna be a lesbian? Are you gonna take dick? And I was like, well, you don't even know if she had her baby by taking dick. Y'all don't even know that. Like, but then I also have a friend who has IVF. So she's done like the IVF or whatever the stuff is. And she has a beautiful daughter, but she's also, her name's Casey, beautiful woman, but also a stud as well. You know what I'm saying? So some women just want to be mothers, and Casey is still a lesbian woman and is talking about, hey, bro, I think I want to have another one. I think I want two or whatever. She has a daughter right now, raise her, everything. Like, so some women just want to be mothers, but I will say for the women who probably started and got three or four or five kids, they might be just, some of them are living lives that they just don't really consent to. They just don't want to disappoint their family members. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they can't be as out and as open as I am. They don't want to disappoint their family members. So they got to go with the flow. And then now they're like, all right, well, I got these kids, but I really now I want to go do me. I'm ready to go do me. Now, only ones that I don't really rock with is the ones who want to keep flipping and flopping. Look, girl, if you buy, just be buy, but just make sure that you're not doing this and being confusing to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I really appreciate that, Felicia, because even as a gay man, I do see, I've seen that all my life. I've seen like a bunch of, like all of the lesbian friends I know had a bunch of kids, and mm-hmm. even like one are considered stud, be like they had a bunch of kids, and then it kind of, which I do understand as a gay person, is that sometimes in life you progress, and it's like you do little girl, please get this, because you drive me crazy. And you go through little bits, and you make a transformation. So I do get that part, but you explaining that, like, even though I may present this way, doesn't mean that I don't want to be a mother. And I've never,
right. But every 7 we evolve as humans. Way. As humans, we evolve every 7 years. Every 7 years, you're going to be a different version of who you are. So the first 7 years, you could have been heterosexual and had these children. And a lot of people, especially if they're religious, they do battle with mm-hmm. the, you know, with their sexuality. And so now I have had these children, I was with this man, and then 7 years evolve, you're in another person, you're in another place, you're a whole different person, and you no longer want that. And now you still have these kids, but now you seek someone of the same sex. Like, yeah. You can't be like, okay, be gone, kids, because I'm a lesbian. Right. Like, I changed my lifestyle. Go away. Y'all don't come with it. You can't. You know? Yeah. Right. So you just can't. And then, like, you know, I'll say for me, I know before I came out, I married straight out of high school. married someone that I knew that was not going to be okay with how with my sexuality. And I will honestly say I didn't even really give him the opportunity. You know, you give them, you bait them in conversations, and when the conversations don't come back, you just go, eh. So I just suppressed it and was just like, I'm not gonna do it. And then but you know, into that marriage, like I am just getting my arousal level and my attraction level to women is just growing beyond actually, you know, sex. So mm-hmm. I'm connecting with these women and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so attracted to this and this and this, and it's just growing inside of me, and I'm just keeping it, you know, at bay because I want to be respectful to this marriage. But as soon as my marriage was over, the first thing I did was get some pussy.
Yeah.
I'm not even with no dick. I had girlfriends.
That's a good question. Shari. Oh, but she, Marsharee said, how'd you get it? Being a straight woman and then being bounced in that world. But I think you were having sex.
First of all, I have always known that I was bisexual. It was just you always knew you was opportunity. A little fun. Yeah, always. I've always just been waiting for opportunities to hump on girls. Like, I always was. So it was just like when I was married, I was like, there's no opportunity for me to hump on a woman, so I gotta be straight. And so, but let me tell you, I literally was like, I had conversations as soon as I knew somebody liked me, I'm like, okay, you know. And when my marriage was over, when we broke up, it was on and popping. All them bitches that was like talking to me, I'm, oh, come on, bitch. Yeah, I slept with way more women than I ever slept with men.
Oh,
honestly.
Okay.
That's she a true still statement. Don't, she didn't get her a question answered. She said, but how did you get the woman? Yeah, don't like, come, baby. I think you asked him, like, what was your encounter? Like, how did it even come to fruition after you got divorced? Like, this was like a coworker? Was it on a, oh, you asked him. Oh, it's like
no,
two lipstick.
No, these was.
They used to call them lipstick something.
Lipstick lesbians. I mean, lipstick lesbians. This is a real true thing. Are you asking what did she like sexually?
Oh, she's asking what do you like if it's two feminine women, like what do you like sexually? So I think in her mind she's thinking, oh, there's one that's doing the penetrating and one that's getting it.
So first things first, I'm super dominant.
This is too much pussy talk for me.
I'm super dominant, and I don't like to be strapped on. Like, you're not gonna, because like I said before, if there's a dick involved, I need a human man to be attached to it. I don't want the plastic. Now, if me and her are using a two-way, that's different. But she couldn't put on a strap-on and just penetrate me and go at it. Like, she just couldn't. It's not gonna happen. Damn. I don't like it. It's not gonna happen. My pussy is probably gonna dry all the way up because I don't want it. Oh, I don't want it. But if it's a two-way situation, that's different because we're both doing it together. I'm still aroused. There's still, you know, clitoral stimulation. There are still things that I'm still enjoying. But if it's just you with a strap on, it's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
But I will strap one on you in a heartbeat.
Look at you. Oh, you wow. You
Hey, I'm a hypocrite. Like, I will strap on you. I will make all the love to you.
With
my strap on. But you don't even try. Don't even think about putting that shit on me.
Wow. Sherry said, I don't want it, but I'll be a warrior.
Will give. Will give.
Yeah. Listen, that's right. That is right. I will give.
Oh my. Oh man. You wild, Sharpie. You wild.
I mean, it's just the truth.
It's going to dry all me up.
And that's another reason. And that's another reason why I don't date masculine presenting women. Because most masculine presenting women, they want to strap on, and they'll be mad at me. They'd be mad at me because I'm over here trying to poke you too, girl. You talking about you ain't ever poked
Hey, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So what would I be able to do for you? Nothing. All I can do is be your arm candy and smile and shit. Cause you can't do nothing for me, and I can't do nothing for you.
Alicia, no, you not getting strapped on?
Hey, you wow. You wow. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Ain't nobody. Absolutely listen not. And listen. And listen, I'm not talking down to masculine woman or masculine presented woman who might get strapped down because the pussy is made to get penetrated, right? I'm not talking down to them, but over here, absolutely not. It's not happening. But I am not a touch, I'm not a touch me not stud or touch me not lesbian woman. Touch me, lick on me, all that. Get on your knees. I prefer it that way. I preferably like a woman who can take the bass out of my voice, and that's facts. You know what I'm saying? I know that you real good if you can take the bass out of my voice.
Baby, that done tickled me.
I like that.
Take the bass out of my voice.
Take the bass out of my voice and make it sound different. Hey, she funny as
you be over there.
Baby, clutch my motherfucking pearls.
I actually prefer that, but I'm not. I will tell you this. I used to be pound town all the time. Let's pound town. Even with my ex wife, it was like pound town. But my current girlfriend, she doesn't prefer that. So I'd like to pride myself to say the only way you want to make a woman have an orgasm is just pounding her, then you got to get more, you know, you got to get more experience. So I'm more experienced than that.
You need to learn the vagina.
Yeah. I also like body mapping, body fucking. I like all of that. So I'm into all that. But most people be surprised. You know, they be like, oh, I thought you was pound town. Like you was going to whip that thing out and tear me. I'd be like, no, babe, we can do a whole lot of things up in here. I just don't like being penetrated. But yeah.
Oh, is she? For
y'all and y'all side conversation.
Right.
Tell us.
All right. Okay. Any more questions? Do y'all have any more questions that y'all would like to ask the opposite sexual orientation? Felicia, you had sent me some questions.
I did. All right, so this is like away from like the sex, right? I just gotta know this. Like, so I did text her a couple of questions. Well, a few. Why do straight women allow for these men, I mean, have babies with men and extend their bloodline legacy with a man who won't marry them? Who won't even commit to them?
You don't get to answer first, April, because you're not the guest.
Go ahead, guest, Marsharine. Please, excuse me.
I just want to know.
I got married to niggas, but I'm still gonna tell you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Let's go, Marsharine. Answer the question. It's on you.
I can't hear her. We can't hear her.
We can't hear her. What's going on with her?
I don't understand. I don't know. We right here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, maybe come up here or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We can't hear her.
Can you hear now? No.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe I was on the floor. I can't speak for that behalf because that's not my story. I think if I'm going to continue my bloodline, the first time was a shame on me. The second time was, it was intentional. I will say sometimes it happens, just like you were saying, how some women want children. Sometimes it happens accidentally. It wasn't planned. We was young. What the hell? We knew what we was doing at 17, 18. But I do believe as a woman and as you grow, and as I think you said, every 7 years, you're supposed to grow. So if I answer that, I would say probably the lack of growth in that woman is what continues to go down. You know, and then sometimes that did be so good. Like, you, I will say that.
Yeah, and I think also to slip up. A lot of times people ain't fucking to have kids; they fucking to get a nut.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wasn't
nobody trying to have kids? But at no point was it, oh, I'm trying to have a baby by this nigga. No, I was trying to fuck this nigga, and I didn't end up getting pregnant. That's what that was. And I choose not to abort my baby.
That part.
Okay.
I mean, you may have made some other choices at some other times. I ain't saying that, but I'm saying, on these kids I got, I choose not.
Right. I choose to have them.
So then look.
And then other times some women just don't even want to be married. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, I have actually been with someone who I was like, you would be an awesome father, but you would be a terrible husband. So what makes you a father what makes you a good father doesn't necessarily make you a good husband or vice versa. You know That's what I'm saying? True. Because, you know, some men are, they are excellent fathers, but they were trash ass boyfriends or husbands. And the opposite way, you know, like I literally have friends
who will not date
men that are good fathers. They will not date men that are good fathers because April, why won't you date a man that's a good father?
Daddies, because they take it away from me. When you gotta do for your kids, then you can't do for me the way I want you to do for me, or be there for me, or hang out with me when you have responsibilities. And I'll say, oh, this is a good daddy ass nigga. I'm not fucking with him.
Yo, at least you honest. Yo, at least you honest.
But I have a lot of friends that are like that. I have a lot of friends that are like that. But I've always been the opposite. I always like dating men that take care of their kids, because I can't respect you if you don't take care of your kids. Because I have men, I have children who didn't take care of their fucking kids. So I don't want to date a dude that don't take care of his fucking kids. Like, okay, well, if you have to go see your son, I'm going to help you. Like, go see him. I support that shit. You know?
That's the first time, April, that's the first time I heard a woman say, that's a good dad.
I have a ton of friends that are like my kids. My kids are grown. I really don't want to fuck with a nigga with kids, period. Right. So let me go and put that out there. That's first choice. You got kids.
But I also feel like at your age, April, that's a rite of passage. Like, what I hate to hear is girls that are like 30 and like, I don't fuck with no guy. Like, you, like, it's almost to be expected. Somebody you gonna date gonna have some fucking kids.
It's not that they can't have children. They can't have young children. They need to have adult children is what
It is a preference, but it also, you're right.
Because you can have old kids, you can have grandkids, but when I want to take a trip, I don't want to have the responsibilities of you gotta.
You ain't trying to play me, Mom.
I'm not. No. I mean, I want somebody to watch my goats and chickens one day. That's as much responsibility as I want.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And we're going to have two sheep, and they're going to be called Meek Mill and Drake, because that's what I want.
I was thinking one sheep, a puppy, and an alpaca. So,
A goat. Don't you want a goat, too?
No, I said my two goats. Oh, my two goats, my five chickens, one puppy, alpaca, and a sheep.
Mm-hmm. Y'all is crazy.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. That's what I'm into. Yeah, that's crazy though. Listen, my sister about to go back in the market. Well, she getting out of a relationship, and we was talking about it.
Felicia, she said,
yes.
Oh, before I get too far, so you said you had two gay friends that they were engaged. Are they single now?
One of them was a lawyer. His name was Terrence. He was a lawyer for OSHA, and I lost both of them through collateral damage through my marriage. Like, so it was like collateral damage. People started like choosing sides. The other
She got the friends in the divorce.
Yeah, you feel me? She got them get the gay guys or whatever in the divorce. So, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah.
So Terry is still single, you say?
Terrence, I don't know if Terrence is single, to be honest with you. I haven't spoke to him since I separated from my ex-wife. I don't know who either one of them is doing, but what you say?
Why did y'all separate? That's a good question. Like, why did it just not, like, what happened?
So to be honest with you, I went back into my past and got my ex-wife because I always like was in love with her. I had other relationships, but it just wasn't the same. But I was so much in love with her that I didn't even think about the logic. I put love before logic. And when I realized when we were going through our divorce, because I chose to get divorced from her, I realized that we wasn't even fucking compatible. I'm too ambitious. I'm the person who's jumping out the helicopter, literally with no parachute, no plan, but I know a bitch is going to land. Right. And then we want to get to our destination. Well, my ex-wife, she ain't getting on a helicopter. Matter of fact, she ain't even going to the motherfucking takeoff strip. She's not there. She's at home on the couch, on her phone, looking at Instagram and shit. She's not even going that far out. Like, she's a double dutcher. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not happy with my career. I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with that. But I'm not going to do anything to change that and find my happiness, where I'm the person like, oh, I want this promotion. I'm going after this. Oh, I'm going to go get this degree. I'm going after that. I'm just very ambitious. And once I realized, yo, we wasn't even fucking compatible. And I also felt like the reason why she wasn't able to move her career forward, or just life in period, was two things. She had childhood trauma that she would not address, and the fact that I wasn't able to, because I'm a nigga who handles shit. That's just what it is. That's literally what it is.
So Felicia, so with you saying that, now I know why you with my friend, because that thing
she just so
ambitious. Yes. And that thing is going, she going to take a chance. Everything, she going to take a chance.
Yes. That's what had me paying her car note at one point in time and paying her rent and shit, because I like a woman that's doing for herself and she don't ask me for anything. It makes me want to do for her. So I'd be like, here you go. Here go the money for your car. Here go the money for your rent. Here go some money for you to have, because
I like gonna handle her business. She gonna handle her business first.
And she'll let me know in a minute. And you know what I learned from her is like, she like, yeah, that's cool that you pay the bills in the house and shit, but I need more than that from you. I need more than that. See, she's like, you were so used to just paying shit and handling shit that you feel like that was your leverage. That's not what your leverage for me, because I don't need this shit from you, and I'm not here for your money. But I need you. Do you know how to love me? So when your friend asks me, do you know how to love me? And I'm like, yeah, you know you like me. And I'm naming all the shit like, oh, yeah, you would like me to take you places and buy you shit. She's like, yeah, that's cool that you know how to do that. But no, I don't really want that. I want you to get me flower for no reason. She was like, you told me you was romantic. She was like, I haven't seen it. I want to see more of that side from you. So she challenged me to be more than just a nigga who want to pay the bills and protect you. She knows she ain't got to worry about me protecting. I take a nigga head off. She already know it. She know I. She know we ain't got to worry about that. And that was a big thing for her. Like, I want to feel safe. I want to feel protected. And I feel that way for you. But she challenged me to be more than just a person who handles things. She was like, so you know about, you know, you're financially literate. Teach me that. Teach me how to clean up the credit. Teach me how to do this and, you know, raise my credit score. How we work it. I'm like, babe, it's just a system. It's only a system. The credit score is the only thing you can fuck up so many times and bounce right back to it. It's just the system. So teach me how to walk through the home buying process. Teach me how to do that. So she's definitely challenged me to do that and just be more in tune with my emotions. Because when you're the person who's responsible for everything, you got to suppress that a lot of times. Because who the fuck you going to whine to? Or who you going, you know what I'm saying, vent to? Because you're the person who's going to
be your show.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And so now, Felicia, now in the divorce, which friend did you get?
I didn't get none of the guy friends. I didn't get nobody at your speed, baby. I didn't get them. I got some of the lesbian friends, some of the straight friends, and that's it.
It's nothing.
I didn't get that. But I will say this though. I don't have nothing bad to say about my ex-wife. One thing that happened is it made me realize that you have to also take, and even when you're in a relationship, you have to also look at it as I was a part of a team that failed. We didn't complete what our goal was. Because I know a lot of motherfuckers be like, oh, I divorced her. She wasn't shit. No, nigga, you played a part in it too. I was a part of something that failed. And I take full responsibility for that. And I learned a lot from that. And so going into my next relationship, I was still learning. And I have a person who's challenging me to be better than what I was before. Facts.
That's awesome.
And it's tough. I'm not telling you it's easy because this motherfucker is really challenging me. Like, no, that's not going to work for me. That might have worked for them in the past. That's not going to work for me. I want to be loved this way. Granted, nigga, you paid the bills. The lights is on. That's great. I'm turning the lights on now. But I still need you to be something else for me because this is what Amanda needs, right? And so now I have a person that can just come around me, Shari, and be like, your energy seems low today. And just give me a hug. Before, listen, no bullshit. Before motherfuckers would ask me in the past, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm all right, but I'm not all right. Because I got to be the person.
That's what we was conditioned to say.
We all right. But now she like, no, nigga, you not all right. Come here and get this hug. Let me love on you. Let me kiss on you. And it's okay for you to be vulnerable around me. Because before it was like that space wasn't there for me to be vulnerable. It's like, oh, you didn't know who handle shit.
But you know what? When she says she needs someone to make her feel secure, most heterosexual women or lesbian women, even bi women, when we seek security in a person, the safety and the security, it is literally protection wise. But when you're with a man or you're with a masculine woman and they want to seek protection, that is for their emotions and their to be safe. They want to be able to be protected in their emotions and have that safe space for them to be able to say how they feel without it being used against them later.
To be vulnerable, that
gives them the space to be vulnerable with you, because there's a lot of women, you know, they'd be like, oh, he don't tell me how he feel. That's because you haven't made it safe enough for him to tell you that. You're not making it safe for him to be able to tell you those things or you know, give you that part of him. You're over here nagging about this and wanting that and doing this, but you haven't made it a place for him. You know, he's over here doing everything he can to make a place for you. But what are you being for him?
One lady, I watched the video, and one lady, Shari, said, the girl said, because how long you been with your husband? She said, I've been with my husband 20 plus years. And she said the husband even like went away to jail at one time before. He legit now, but he went away to jail and she stuck by him or whatever. And she said, what did you have to learn how to do to keep it? She said, I had to learn how to be quiet and listen. She was like, I was so busy defending my womanhood and me being independent and all this other stuff. When that's a lot of times, that's not even what men say. She's like, I had to learn how to be quiet and listen to what he was saying that he needed from me. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, and girl, that's how we on the same page. Like, I had to give him a space to be able to talk and not feel like I'm trying to overtalk him or tell him what to do or tell him that he's wrong. And she's like,
it's the truth.
Yeah.
She said, because in relationships, we as people, we don't listen to receive. We listen to defend. We just want to hear what you have to say so we can have a rebuttal. Yeah. We don't want to partake in the actual conversation and listen thoroughly through everything. Because if you actually let someone from start to finish say how they feel about something, if you guys are having a challenge, and if you let them start to finish and you don't interrupt them and you actually listen, you'll be able to hear and know exactly what it is that they need from you. But by the time, as soon as you start hearing, I, me, this, that, you didn't, you just automatically turn into defense mode. You don't hear anything else. And they never get the root of what it is that they're wanting you to hear, because you're still stuck on the you did, I did, why, you know, you're stuck at this top part. It's so surface level. So until people can actually get to a point in a place where they are open enough to receive that type of communication, it's always going to be the same. You need to
listen. I had to learn patience. You know what I started learning? The more I listen, the better the situation go. And I told my sister the other day, I was like, yeah, there may be a correlation between me talking too fucking much and shit not going the way I wanted to go. So I just, so she was like, so how did this session go with your mentor? I said, I just listened. That's all I did. And I wrote shit down. I just listened and wrote shit down. I was like, in a session.
But you learned more from just doing it.
Yeah. So my sister started laughing. She was like, oh, so there could be a direct correlation to you shutting the fuck up and letting the people mentor you the way they supposed to mentor. Yeah, direct correlation to that. So, yeah. Definitely.
All right. So, Corey.
Yes, ma'am.
Muted. April.
Y'all in? I'm open.
Man, they over there. They high as hell.
I know.
they see a spaceships over there.
Oh, man. Now, this has been great information, though. Great information.
It was. Even as someone of the gay community, one of the gays, I learned some shit today. So I love it. Like, this is what this is about.
I love that I'm going to use this now. He a good baby daddy ass nigga. Oh, he a good baby daddy ass nigga. I'm ready to go on a cruise. He ain't gonna be available. His weekends is tied up.
They are, though. Where do I fit in?
I didn't know it was a thing. I thought that y'all wanted niggas to be good baby daddies. But I didn't know you was like, no, this shit is a thing.
But when do a good baby daddy have time for me?
I understand. I'm not mad. I just didn't know it wasn't a thing.
Right.
I learned something as a lesbian woman that straight women don't want no good baby daddy ass niggas. They don't want them. So if I see some, so now that's what I'm gonna start, because normally I would like leave with the conversation. Like, I got some niggas who take care of their kids, they good dudes. Now I won't even leave with that. I'd be like, so are you into niggas who free on the weekends or niggas who good baby daddy ass niggas? I won't I'm no longer like coming out and saying, oh, he a good dude, he takes care of his kids. I'm no longer saying that.
April is, she's my big sister. Like, I have a bunch of friends that are like that, I have a bunch of friends who are like, when I was like, oh, I'm dating a guy, he's a single parent, they was like,
girl, no.
Girl, we ain't taught you nothing.
What?
You stay around with us, you ain't pick up no
his kids. So I'm like, yes, please give me somebody who take care of their kids, baby. And they all like, girl, no. Girl, no.
We was just following the guy today that had his kids. I love a man who take care of his kids.
Me too. I love you back.
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna be like, no. let's take little Junior to go see SpongeBob. Oh,
Lord. That's what he said. April said, hell no. I'm trying to go out to this island. And I ain't got time to be putting the floaties on his ass.
I'm trying to catch flights without feelings. Let's go.
Right. Had I not dated someone with a child, because I was like, I'm not dating, after all my kids graduated and was done, I'm like, I'm not dating nobody that got little kids. If I had not have listened to my daughter,
that's understandable, though.
My mom was like,
somebody was grandma. Like, mom. You don't need nobody with little kids.
If I had to listen to my own self, then I wouldn't be in this happy situation that I'm in, because he has a small child and he's a good ass father.
Oh, so I know he had at least a small child.
Okay. Yes. So I do know. Yes. But you love him though. Everybody loves him. He's a great guy.
I didn't know he had a small child.
You're a good baby daddy ass
singer. Yes, he is. And so I know that at least for 1 week, at least a week out of every month, he's going to be gone doing daddy stuff.
And April not with that shit. She not with it.
But you know, no, I've always wanted kids, so I think that's why I like that. Because I'd be like, oh, this
how
is my
old are you? How old are you?
I will be 51 next Friday.
When's your birthday?
The 27th.
All right, because my sister is the 17th, and yeah, I gravitate towards.
This is a Libra.
Yeah, she is Scorpio.
No. Today is the 17th.
Oh, no, November.
November 17th. Okay, that's Albany's birthday.
Yeah, and me and my sister is Scorpio. And we get along like this.
Marcherie is November 1st.
October 30th. Yay, Scorpio!
See, that's why I get along with y'all energy, because y'all some freak assholes. That's why I get along with y'all energy.
Freak.
Get along with y'all energy, man. That's the only person that can set me straight, my sister. She a whole Scorpio. She know me. I'm a Leo woman. I'm the first day, July 23rd. My sister know me back to front. She like, but what you going to do is you going to do this shit right here. Like, she know me back. She the only one that can set me straight. And I value her opinion more than my motherfucking mom. I value my sister's opinion more than my mom. I tell women I meet, don't worry about meeting my fucking mom. Like, she's important. She's my mom. But if you're trying to impress somebody, impress my favorite person, my sister, if you really trying to impress somebody. You know what I mean?
Felicia, what do you do for a living?
What I do for a living is very stressful. So I am at a high level, a subcontract administrator, and I basically negotiate all the terms and conditions and rates for our subcontractors who do work for my company on behalf of the government. So the government says, here's a proposal. It's worth $150 million. These are our deliverables. This is the statement of work. This is what we need y'all to do. So our high asses go and get subs who can do that work for a less rate. And then we submit our proposal, which includes our sub rate with ours. And we win them most of the time. And then we get $150 million contracts and for 4 or 5 years and all that stuff. So I do very stressful work.
So you work, is that for the government or like the city?
So I don't work for the government. I work for Booz Allen Hamilton. That's a government contractor. They're a large government contracting company. And so I'm not a contractor, because most people say, are you a contractor? I'm like, no, it don't matter if we win a program or not. If we don't win the program, they just like, hey, Felicia, there's another proposal coming down the chute. You're up next. Like, this is yours. This is in your account. So you got to work it. It's just like that. Any program I win turns into, any proposal I win turns into a program that I got to work. So sometimes I could be managing 4 or 5 different programs and making sure all our subs, administrative paperwork, contracts and rates and everything like that is up to par.
So you make a cute coin.
I make well over six figures, but I have real bills.
Oh, okay. Do you and still date guys?
And pay bills.
I already got somebody that's taking my money. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Shit. I already got somebody that's like, hey, what we get?
You know
what
I'm saying? Right. Okay. So Felicia, tell everybody how to find you on Instagram and tell us about your food, about your dope ass food.
So you can find me on Instagram at Angry Buddha Kitchen LLC. So you can find me there. Make sure you spell Buddha right. It's B-U-D-D-H-A. Don't spell it B-U-D-D-A-H. Don't do that. So it's Angry Buddha Kitchen, which is spelled B-U-D-D-H-A, Kitchen, LLC. And then you can find me on Facebook at Angry Buddha Kitchen. And basically, at a high level, it's a food services company that offers like private dining experiences. What else we do? We have dinner for two packages on there in case you want to wine and dine your boo. You know, and you don't want to have to be involved with anything, but just the semantics. All you got to do is pick the package that you want. You just, you know, dinner for two package, and then, you know, cut the check or whatever, how it is. We'll come through, make it a special evening. We also do meal prep as well. And I do have some special occasion packages, more for like people who might like to do brunch and stuff like that, because I don't consider myself a caterer, so...
And then you can say also go for the slow people, Felicia, you say it's what?
Angry Buddha Kitchen.
And that's
so you can go to my website. You can go to my website, angrybuddhakitchen.com, and you spell Buddha B-U-D-D-H-A.
B-U-D?
Yeah, they high. They super high.
No, B-U-D what?
Be Angry Buddha. They ha y'all. They Angry Buddha Kitchen. B-U-D-D-H-A is Buddha. That's how you spell it. Some people be spelling it B-U-D-D-H-A.
They're wrong, clearly. Okay, and Marjorie, tell the people how they can find you. She's been on Oprah's On.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you lit. Yeah, oh, no, I'm not lit like that. Who you lit
around the corner named Oprah. She...
Oh, okay. I thought it was like Oprah Winfrey, like Sealy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She said Sealy.
Yeah. You know. I thought it was this Oprah, like
yeah.
But so I'm on the opposite end. I do have a catering company.
I can't hear her.
I know, we can't hear you. What are you doing? That's different.
She below sea level with that motherfucker. She below
I'm just sitting here.
What about now? Microphone check. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm on the mic and I'm ready to. Okay. So, no, I do have a catering company. I'm located here in Texas. I'm from Louisiana. Yeah. And it's called Tailor Made Cakes and Cuisine. And I'm on Instagram as Tailor Made Cuisine. Oh, and so I do cater. I do private dinners as well. So it's good to expand my mind to hear about subcontracting that out. So that's what I did gravitate when you said that. Yeah. Because right now they book me and I do it and I enjoy doing it too. So it's like a...
What
did
he say?
Go ahead.
Oh, the battery. the battery. So it was about to go out. It's still me. So yeah, but you can find me on Tailor Made Cakes and Cuisine. We do full service catering, small caterings, it doesn't matter. We've had a couple, I won't say celebrity clients, but for high end people. But so yeah, I've been grateful and I've enjoyed this opportunity. Thank you for having me and it's been a pleasure.
All right. Next time you gotta ask me some more questions. Yeah, she out. Tailor Made Cuisine out.
Well, we do thank you for being on the show. Both of you guys for being on the show. I felt like this was a lot of extras. Anyway, if you guys would like to follow us, we are on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And if you want to listen to us, we are on anywhere that you listen to your podcast, whether that be iHeart, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. We're on Amazon Music. We're on Audible. We're everywhere that you listen to your podcast. Oh, you can give your closing? You can give the closing.
I was putting out a fire over here. It was some shit going on. Okay, so y'all can listen on Apple, Spotify, or her Audible, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. That's where you can find us. If you're on YouTube, you can subscribe to us, rate, review, leave us a message. Be in those comments every Thursday morning when we upload new episodes. Lay on time on Thursday sometimes. You know, you'd be forgetting to upload the podcast. But make sure that y'all do listen to the podcast when we upload. Rate, subscribe, click that notification bell so that you can be notified when you get that stuff. Dashari tell y'all to go to naturallyunbothered@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered@gmail.com. So leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and ebonites. You know how I adore your advice requests, so keep them coming. Thank you to all of our guests. Felicia, I can't wait for you to cook something for me. You in Georgia? Where y'all at? Y'all in Atlanta?
I'm in DC.
Oh, damn. DC? Is that where my package came from? I don't know why I thought it came from Georgia. Okay, anyway, please tell your whole ass friends to tell your whole ass friends to tell they whole ass friends about Naturally Unbothered. And also, if you want to know more about anybody that Felicia might have for Corey, anyone that that anything about April, her shenanigans, because, you know, she will shenanigan, and anything that Shari might have going on, please dial 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. And
I just followed y'all. All right.
Yay!
Followed y'all under Angry Buddha Kitchen. So under my, I followed y'all. And I didn't know y'all was doing this. I gotta watch this next time. I didn't know that y'all was even like doing this. I gotta watch y'all next time.
Yes, please go go to YouTube and subscribe, like while you're there, and definitely hit that notification bell. If y'all want us to make any little bit of money so I don't have to look like this when we came on, and April don't gotta look like that, and Shari don't gotta look like she looks. Come on, y'all, please. Please.
Until next time, y'all. It's been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered. Peace.
All right.
If y'all want some Cajun.